Hey guys, my name is Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard, and I am with my good friend Richie Swan.
Hey.
And we are a girl and a guy in the gym.
We are. So this week well, it's the summer. Everyone's going on holiday. I think it's best we talk about the bikini, isn't it? We're going to talk a bit about what is bikini ready, why crash dieting could actually ruin your holiday, and how to get over the holiday blues. How to get over the holiday blues.
The holiday brews. Who did you get that from?
Brews? Oh, no. I was thinking cup of tea. I was like, what's she going on about? I will not be having a brew on holiday. I'll tell you that for nothing. Everyone goes on about being bikini ready for the holiday, don't they? Mm-hmm. How many times do we like hear someone going, oh, I'm going on a juice detox, or oh, I'm going to cut out carbs 2 weeks before I go away.
Oh, do you remember that TOWIE thing? No carbs before Mars.
No carbs before Mars. Fucking hell. I shouldn't say that. She's like, flip her neck. The truth is, you're always bikini ready. I think it comes down to, again, how you look at yourself.
Yeah. You're only as gorgeous as you feel, baby mama.
Well, everyone's gorgeous. You've just got to be confident and work it. I think bikini ready is your confidence, isn't it?
One of the most popular bikini models and like beachwear models of all time is Ashley Graham. She's a plus size model, and it's because she wears every single thing with confidence. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't know if I would personally class her as plus size, because I think it's a little bit warped. But I think because we've talked so much in series one about like perceptions and Instagram and filters and Facetune and Photoshop and blah blah blah, what you think is normal
isn't.
I think it's not, like,
no.
You know, for women, I think it'd be more rare for a woman not to have cellulite and stretch marks than to have. And for guys don't walk around with a six-pack all the time, do
no,
they?
No, to the hell. But you know what? We've all had that pressure where we're going on holiday and it's like, oh my God, we're going to be without a top on, or you're going to be in a bikini and people are going to take photos. You're going to have to... And people beat themselves up. Like, I'd say 90% of the people who come to me, it's because they've got a holiday or...
Or a wedding or... Yeah. Like,
and they want to get ready for that. And the reality is you're always ready. But let's talk about the juicing and the prepping and how that can actually affect you.
I've done a juice before.
You've
like
done...
years ago, but yeah, I've done it before.
So what, you don't eat for
so
a week?
Yeah, I didn't eat a single thing for five days. I didn't eat a thing for 5 days.
You just juiced?
I just had juices. Oh, I had like so God. Many juices a day. Now, before we start slating them, things like juices and stuff like that is a really, really great way to get loads and loads of vitamins and minerals in you. And you do feel better from them because you're eating cleaner and also you're not eating all the crap. However, you still need to be having food.
I was going to say, you're not eating though. So how did you feel when you were juicing though?
The first day, I felt a bit hungry, but it's like the first day of any diet. You feel dead motivated, don't you? So you're like, yes, I can do this, I can do this. Day two, by halfway through the day, I'd cried.
Oh.
Which is not
so
a shock
for
me.
You lasted day two, most people wouldn't.
Right. By day three, I felt like I was really coming down with something, you know, when you feel really poorly and really weak. Couldn't train. Day four, like, it kind of improved a little bit at day four, but at that point, I was like rattling. You just are, because your body's in so much shock and you had such a dramatic calorie deficit. It was ridiculous. I was nowhere near getting the basic line of calories that I needed for my body to function properly. And then day five, I got on the scales expecting a miracle and I was £4 down. And I was like, what was that? And then, obviously, I was massively dehydrated.
£4 a lot.
Yeah. But I was, most of it was dehydration.
Yeah, because you've just weeded all out
and
starved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I had something to eat, had a drink, blah, 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 went on holiday and came back heavier than before.
Well, I was
going to
say, day one, it's literally, you've done nothing, because day one, it all goes back on.
Oh my God, it was the most pointless thing. And to put your body under such a strain, like, why do we do it?
For a photo, for an Instagram moment.
I know, it's mad, isn't
it? For the gram.
Have you ever done any fad diet?
No. Do you know what? I can't. I need food.
Could you never do it? I tried the maple syrup Beyonce one, but I only lasted half a day before I had to have a cheese butty. Now, I'm never one to talk bad about the Queen.
Don't you dare.
She's honestly one of the worst people for talking about food, because when she talks about the diets and stuff like this, I mean, don't get me wrong, she always says, I'm not promoting this, blah, blah, blah. But people will copy her because she's so influential. And the diet she goes on are like mad.
I've seen something on
this. No meat, no dairy, no this, no that, no the other. And just feel like saying,
there was some girl on Instagram a couple of months ago who I'd seen, and she's pregnant, and she was promoting skinny coffees.
When she was pregnant?
Yeah.
I think the Kardashians had all this, didn't they? Because they were promoting like skinny coffees and teas and tablets and all these things that people say, okay, so if you drink this cup of tea twice a day, you're going to look like Kourtney Kardashian. It's so unrealistic. And I think, like, as someone that's influential on the internet, you've got to be sensible. Like,
and I just think it comes around to, we live in a world where you get what you want, when you want it, everything's at the touch of a button or whatever. Definitely. And people think the same with your body. They're like, I'm going on holiday, I'll just do whatever. But it's not. You get what you put in. And it's, again, going back to being sensible. We're all going to have occasions throughout the year that we want to feel good or look good for. Yeah. But then we're going to have to train and be aware of what we're putting into our body or what we're doing with our body throughout that year to work towards that.
And that doesn't need to be in a way of like punishment. You don't need to say like, you need to be aware of like what you're doing. You should be training and fueling your body in a way that makes you feel strong and powerful. And you look in the mirror and think, I'm fucking great. I've just done that. Like, I can't believe I've just done that. And there was points where I thought, yeah, I wanted to quit, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think making yourself a cup of coffee and feeling absolutely round the bend is the way to do it.
No. Well, it's like having a car. You put petrol in each week. You service it regularly. You have an MOT. You do everything with your car to maintain the value of it. So you can
make sure
you
service yourself.
So it's about doing it to yourself, isn't it? No, but yeah, service yourself. DIY. Well, we've had a holiday this year, haven't we? I went to Vegas.
Did you die for Vegas, babe?
I did the Vegas prep.
So Richie was on this Vegas prep for, I would say, a good few months before he went. And
I was on the prep for, well, I went to Vegas in May. I started prepping in January.
And how many times did you fall off your prep, do you think?
The only thing I prepped was my liver.
And do you know what? You wouldn't even believe it looking at the pictures because you still looked unreal, my
babe.
Oh, that's consistency.
I went out, I think from January to May.
Three times a
week. I drank every weekend except for one.
I know you did.
That's bad.
I know.
Well, it's not bad because I balanced it out.
I haven't had one weekend on the aisle since January.
That's because you're pregnant, babe.
Oh, shut up. Something doesn't matter.
You wanted to drink.
Did you go to Vegas? Like, you went with your boyfriend, didn't you?
Yeah, but like, for a wedding, yeah.
So you still look to me on those pictures that you took, you still looked so confident. And I think a lot of that as well comes from being happy in who
a
person.
Do you know what? Don't get me wrong. I have felt better in my body in the past. So even if I went back 18 months, I looked well better. But I felt good. I don't care. I'm not out of shape. I'm just not in the best shape I've ever been in. And how my body is not going to affect how good your holiday is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I like.
It's about making memories. It's about having a good time. It's about spending time with people and having, like, you work hard all year to go away. Why put that much pressure on yourself that you then don't enjoy it because you're down on how you look?
I thought I was going to go on holiday this year and feel like a beached whale walking along the beach. Like, I was absolutely dreading the idea of putting a cosy on.
Is that
on.
Why you cancelled your holiday?
Fucking bastard.
We're going to Skeg instead.
Poor Luke. I thought, because last year I felt so good. I was training loads and like I'd lost quite a lot of body fat and I felt really good and I was in such a great routine. And I did carry it on after my holiday. I felt good until I fell pregnant. And then I felt like crap for ages because I was so bloated and blah, blah, blah. And then I got this baby bump. And actually, I feel as content now as I did then. And I think that just comes from like self-acceptance, which takes a really long time. And sometimes like something can throw you off just because you feel really good at one point or you have that self-acceptance at one point doesn't mean that you're superhuman. You're never, ever going to fall off the wagon or you're never going to maybe put half stone or a stone or whatever on or feel down on yourself. I think it's more about the ability to be able to put yourself back on track than it is being able to stay on track the whole time. It's harder way.
So the most common thing I'd say we come across is when someone comes to you and they go, right, one PT with you to go on holiday in 6 weeks.
I want to go from a 12 to a 6.
and they've got an unrealistic goal.
So we talked about that loads, haven't we? Like, about setting a realistic goal to a realistic time scale,
yeah,
and being honest to what you've got going on in your life. Also, like, the types of workout that you're doing. You can't, we have this so much, I'm not joking. Clients go, can we do abs today? Because I'm going out on Saturday and I've made my belly out.
Eat less, we've all got abs underneath.
So there's one thing, right? People say abs are made in the kitchen, and they most definitely are.
Yeah.
The lower your body fat is, the more you're going to be able to see your abdominal muscles. However, you can work your abs and weight train your abs and strength train your abs so that they're more defined and the muscle is thicker, the same as any other muscle. But, girls and boys, 2 weeks before a holiday or 3 days before you're going on a night out with the girls and everyone's wearing crop tops, one ab workout, like, it's pointless. And so when your personal trainer, or if it's me and Richie, tell you to shut up, we mean it, because that's not something that's going to benefit you at that time.
No, and what I'd recommend is, rather than waiting so short, like giving yourself such a short time before your holiday and doing something really that's not good for your health, that's going to probably ruin your holiday because you're going to be that fucked by the time you get there.
Yeah.
So is, give, you know, you've booked your holiday. Like, being, most people give themselves, book a holiday with a good few months before it.
Yeah.
You can start training and still eat well, do you know what I mean? And get yourself bikini ready rather than leaving it till last minute and really making yourself feel unwell before you go on holiday.
Even if you haven't got something booked and you haven't got like a big event, like we're talking about like holidays and weddings and blah, blah, blah. If you know that, do you know what? I don't want to look like this, or I don't want to feel like this, or I don't want to wear this dress size. I want to feel a certain way when I look in the mirror. Well, okay, don't give yourself a short-term time span to do it in. Maybe give yourself some short-term goals, but yeah. I'd say look to the future, pick a day and say to yourself, by that day, I'm gonna look whatever I am and be like, yeah, I've made boss changes there and I feel so much better about me for it.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening now and you've got a holiday coming up in the next 3 months, say, start now rather than last minute and juice detox in a week before. And if your holiday's next, like, coming up really quick, start now for next year.
Think how quickly the last year has gone. Like, it's gone so fast, it's unreal. By this time next year, you're going to be one of those people that's putting an Insta story up any 2 seconds in the mirror of the fab new abs. Like, that, all that stuff, all those pictures and these before and afters and things, and we post them all the time. But in reality, that isn't something that just happened with the click of fingers. That's months and months and months of someone's work. And that can be you. Yeah. Just because they did it doesn't mean that you can't. And that doesn't mean to say that you need to spend all the money in the world. All you need to do is be determined. And if your diet is on it, you are 70% of the way there.
Yeah. If you want it enough, you'll get there. You'll start prepping now. And we're not even saying change your whole lifestyle. Start going to the gym. Start watching what you're eating. Make sure you're at that calorie deficit sensibly. And you can get there. But you've got to believe in yourself.
If you have left it to like last minute and say, you know, you do want to do a little bit of something to start making a change.
Well, you let these holiday photos be a reminder of you. They're not going to be the best, but it's going to be your chain and your ping moment.
And not the ping of the microwave either. Just get into a nice routine now. The more self-love you give yourself before the holiday, the better. Do your body brushing that we told you to do. Get to the gym 3 to 5 times a week and just start like loving yourself. The cleaner you eat, the less bloated you'll feel as well. So just cut out any little bits of crap, any takeaways, cut the bevvies on the head for a couple of weeks and just start sleeping and loving yourself that little bit more and giving yourself a little bit of your MOT, your self-service. And by the time you go, even if it's only a small change, you'll feel that little bit better, and something is always better than nothing.
So when you're on holiday, do you train?
Yeah, I do actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we spoke with this last time in the last series, and I said I don't, but you know what, this time when I was in Vegas, I actually did.
Once.
No, I trained out of 7 days, 3 times.
Oh, that's good.
Now, the reason is because I work for Rise. We do our spin classes. And America started it, didn't they, with SoulCycle. Mm. So I was like, I really want to see what they're like. They're meant to be like the founders of... I thought I was going to go and it was going to be absolutely unbelievable.
And
so it was like, there was a SoulCycle in our hotel in Vegas. So I went.
And how much was the class again?
Oh my God, Gemma went as well. Our producer's with us here. Gemma went in New York. Was it $40 a class? $40 a class.
What's that in pound?
£32 for a spin class. And our class.
Did it come with a happy ending?
I couldn't wait for it to end. You know, honestly, our class is way better. And then, so we've done two of them. The second one was much better than the first one. And I went to the gym once as well.
Do you know what? Before I was with Luke, I didn't ever really. Like, I went on holiday with my parents the year before me and Luke got together. And I went with my dad, but only because my dad was, like, wanted someone to go with. Do you know what I mean? But I wasn't interested. But because Luke loves to train in the morning, ever since we've been together, now every holiday, it's like our habit. We get up first thing in the morning. He's not a big drinker, is he?
No.
So we get up in the morning and we go and train before we do anything else.
How do you mean you end up with people who aren't big drinkers?
I don't know. I don't know why I've done it to myself. I just do it in secret. So I got pregnant. Anyway. And it does. It makes me feel so much better. Like, however long we've been together, I've never been on holiday with him and put weight on. Only because of doing that. Just like a little half an hour in the morning. And I drink and eat on my holidays.
And you get extra cardio in.
No, I don't. Do other I ways. Shite.
You don't? Mad?
I'm on my holidays, I'm not doing all that.
Poor Luke. So what about when you get back from your holiday? So you've done the whole holiday prep. You've gone on holiday. You feel amazing your first day. It all goes downhill because then you hit the bevvies. The all-inclusive has been demolished. You get home.
They always have them dead nice pastries with honey on, don't
no,
they?
No, you look dead nice and you eat them. You go, that was nothing like what it looks.
I don't know. I just shovel it down.
Do you know what? Vegas was the best. They have these brunches, right? It's basically you go in and it's breakfast time. You can get a roast dinner, a full-on Chinese.
There's breakfast time.
Oh my God, you would not believe it.
But I suppose some people are still awake, aren't they? Because you can't tell what time of day
it is. You could literally, you walk in for breakfast and you could get whatever you want from any part of the world. And then you can add an extra $20 for bottomless Prosecco.
And how many times a day did you add the extra?
Throughout the holiday, I went to the bottomless brunch twice. Both times I got it.
Were you wrong?
I was on holiday.
And by the end of the holiday, what were you having for breakfast? What drinks were you having for breakfast?
I did have cocktails for breakfast.
I know you didn't, babe. What's one?
Connor's uncle was like, are you messing? I'm like, no, it's lovely.
It's got strawberries, it's fruit.
It's got grapefruit in it. It's like a breakfast cocktail.
You know when you got back off holiday, like yeah. Loads of people I know say, like, especially if they've been to like Glasgow or if they've been to Ibiza, and it might be a different type of a detox, but do you ever do like a bit of a detox when you come back from your holidays?
No, I just try and go back to normal. So
do you?
Just try and get back in the gym. Yeah, just try not to put that much pressure on myself. It's more about on holiday, you're probably over it. It's like Christmas, isn't it? Everyone goes on the whole January crash after Christmas. The holiday's the same.
Yeah, I think people like come back and they feel a bit sluggish or feel bloated and puffy and a bit fat and blah, blah, blah. And like, they go dead extreme, and then because they've gone dead extreme, then they say, oh, falling off track again, and find it dead odd. They always say, like, get back on the wagon.
I just think the first day, just try and get back in the gym.
Just get to your normal routine.
And then just get back to eating normally, getting some, like, good food into you that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, loads of water.
And then all it takes is a couple of weeks and you feel back to what you were.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, if you've trained consistently for ages leading up to it, you know, like 6, 12 months, whatever, leading up to it, you won't need to do all that work. Like, your body will naturally just go back into its normal routine, won't it? And if you're not shoveling shit into your mouth every day,
I was talking to one of my girls today, Yaz. Hi, Yaz. And we were talking about how she beats herself up constantly. But she loves a bevy. But with her, what's happening is just cutting out snacks. So we're not saying you have to be in the gym and live like a fitness model and do this and do this and do this. Being aware of how much you're eating. So just like portion control, if you know you're going to be out drinking and that's part of your lifestyle and that's not going to change, making sure you get to the gym that 3, 4, 5 times a week, whether it's a class, something at home.
Prevention's best than cure, hon.
And if you know you're going to be out drinking, then you know you've got to watch your calories with your food, and you can do that all year round, still enjoy your normal lifestyle. Just moderation.
Yeah, and then you're going to be holiday ready. And then ready. Be able to have it the next day if needed.
Yeah, and you'll be bikini ready all year round because you're able to balance your lifestyle. Okay, so we're going to go to Instagram now and answer some questions there. Valerie has a gallery. How boss is that name? So, hi guys, love the podcast. It has me laughing like a mad woman on the treadmill. That's actually quite dangerous, babe. I'm using a Fitbit to help me get back on track after an injury, and I'm wondering whether I really need to get 10,000 steps in if I've done a good workout that day. After working a weight session, I'm usually too exhausted to go for a walk. I work out about 5 times a week and burn at least 500 calories per workout. Can I tell the Fitbit to do one with its 10,000 steps? Thanks for the laughs and welcome back. It's good to be back. I think you can change your Fitbit, can't you, to how many steps it tells you to reach?
Yeah, I mean, usually I try and recommend my clients to get 10,000 to 12,000 a day if they are on a fat loss.
And if they're sedentary and they sit down all day and they don't go and they struggle to hit.
I think if you're training 5 days a week and you're training up to about 500 calories, that's an intense workout 5 days a week. If you were my client, I would say yeah. But then on the days that you're not training, you want to get those steps right up.
Well, I'd just say, basically, right, your energy in vs energy out. You know your calories, you know your training. If you're eating so many calories and you can't get the steps in, cut your calories under. Am I boring you? Yeah. Am I actually, you've just done the biggest yawn, you horrible cow. I want a new work partner. Anyway, Val, listen, babe. Do us a favour, right? Track your calories. Make sure they're in a deficit. If you can't get the 10,000 steps in, that's fine. As long as you hit that deficit, you will lose weight, babe. Or get to where you want to get to. And if Harriet was awake, and even a supportive colleague, friend, whatever you are, not even a friend.
Oh, so now I'm not making you the Lord this week, bastard.
Oh my God, if Harriet bought me for my 40th a title of Lord Richard Swan.
I bought him 1 centimetre of land in Scotland.
No, it's not. It's 1 foot by 4 foot. So I was talking to Connor.
You could always bury him then, couldn't you?
I was talking to Connor in the car last night. I went, can I go and visit my land? And he was looking at the forms and I've got my own coat of arms.
Okay, folks, so don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send us a message on Instagram or Twitter at Gail Gay Gym. So Taylor_Sangster has sent us a message saying, hey, Queens, I'm more excited for this comeback than I am for the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special. What would you suggest the best way to get back into your training after being out due to ill and bedridden? If it's something you need to go and see a doctor about, go and see a doctor. If it's something you need to see a professional about, go and see a professional. If you're just demotivated, I would say go to a class or pay for a couple of sessions with a PT to get yourself a programme and get yourself back in the swing.
Sometimes just buying yourself a nice new gym kit and getting yourself back in there. Getting your mate on the phone going, listen, Richie's at Rise tonight or at McGuffey's. Get down, come with me. We'll do it.
You say McGuffey's like it's a wine bar.
Oh yeah, McGuffey's the gym, not the pub in Liverpool on Castle Street.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter.